This is Diana Prevost with Happy Gut Healthy Life, how to heal your gut, reduce your stress, optimize your weight, and promote clear thinking. Today, I have Carly Frazier, who has a BS honors degree in neuroscience, and she's the owner and co-founder of Live Love Fruit. She currently lives in Winnipeg, Manitoba, with a determined life mission to help and inspire hundreds of thousands of people with her articles on gut-brain health, food, and lifestyles, current events on life. So welcome today, Carly. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you for joining us. And the topic today is the gut-brain connection and raw foods. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for introducing me. So what inspired me was, I guess, my journey. When I was younger, I was overweight and I didn't feel good, obviously. I just had a bunch of different health issues that I was suffering from. So I don't know what exactly happened in my brain that inspired me to go on walks every day and just started to exercise, but that's how I started to lose weight. And then I realized that diet had so much importance as well as exercise. And so I started to look into vegetarianism. And then once I realized that I didn't want to include dairy in my diet anymore, I went vegan. And then from there, I went raw vegan. And basically, like, when I started to completely exclude animal products, so like meat and dairy and fish, I started to really get interested in food and health, and I started a Facebook page where I was sharing different infographics on the benefits of different fruit and vegetables, and people seemed to really like it. And one of my friends suggested that I start a website because my Facebook page was so popular. I started a website, and I started writing articles, and then people were really liking what I was doing. So that's kind of how I started that, just wanting to spread the message with other people and help other people realize their full potential through food, which, as the father of medicine said, food is medicine. So I really like to help people understand how food can make them feel better and different things that they can do in their life to essentially feel their absolute best.
Your articles are really informative. And
yeah,
do you want to touch on foods that help the gut-brain connection?
So I'm not sure if it's already been discussed in the series, but your gut is closely tied in with your brain, and there's a lot of different foods that you can eat to help improve the gut-brain connection, like probiotics, for instance. So probiotics include things like coconut water kefir or sauerkraut. Kombucha is also really awesome and a really great way to get in probiotics. Probiotics not only help your mood, but they're also responsible for absorbing nutrients and for strengthening the immune system, because the immune system is in the gut. And so taking probiotics is really important to make sure that your immune system stays strong. And actually, when I started taking probiotics, my chronic bloating pretty much went away. Like, I don't bloat at all anymore. When I was younger, I was on lots of different antibiotics. I had chronic ear infections. I had asthma, so I had a bunch of different medications going through me for asthma, and that did a lot of damage to my gut, and it was, to my knowing, probably very devoid of beneficial bacteria in there. So once I started taking probiotics, a lot of different issues cleared up for me.
You mentioned in an article, also in an article about prebiotics. And if you can explain what that is for everyone to know, what kind of food is that?
Yeah, so prebiotics are basically, they feed the growth of good bacteria in your gut. So basically, you could take probiotics your entire life and continuously supply your body with good bacteria, or you could add prebiotics to your diet, which keep that good gut bacteria thriving and growing so that you don't have to continuously take probiotics your whole life. So if you're eating prebiotic fiber, which is in a lot of different foods like chicory root, dandelion greens, Jerusalem artichokes, asparagus, leeks, a lot of basically like any foods like that, or if you eat a high raw food diet, raw foods contain plenty of prebiotics because nothing has been destroyed in them yet, and raw foods really nourish the gut and keep it healthy and alive, so to say, with all the good gut bacteria. So that's a little bit on prebiotics. Those are important to have as well as probiotics. It's also really important to avoid gluten and processed foods like wheat. because super processed foods, say, I guess, wheat, for instance, like most wheat-based products out there that you go to the grocery store and you get some bread or you get crackers, wheat in those products is, first of all, very likely sprayed with glyphosate, which is something I wanted to touch on, but they're also not soaked. The grains are not soaked and sprouted, and this also prevents our bodies from being able to assimilate the nutrients in the wheat, and so the wheat isn't as easily digested. And in terms of the glyphosate that is in wheat, glyphosate is basically the chemical in the herbicide called Roundup. That's Monsanto's killer herbicide. So glyphosate basically destroys our gut. It's been shown, like in a variety of studies, how the incidence of celiac disease increases with higher usage of glyphosate in wheat fields. And so wheat isn't a GMO crop, but farmers are allowed to use glyphosate to essentially dry out their crops at the end of the year. And this glyphosate doesn't get removed from the products that are used to make the wheat. And so we're eating like stupidly high levels of glyphosate in any product that's made with non-organic wheat. It has a really horrible effect on our gut. And of course, when our gut is not happy, our brain and our moods are going to be unstable. So non-organic wheat, if you can find organic wheat products, that's definitely better. Or any kind of pseudo-grains like buckwheat or oats, like just make sure that it is organic, like always organic, because you never know like when glyphosate is going to be sprayed on one of those fields.
Right, right. Yeah. So you touched on what are good foods that help with digestion?
There's a lot of foods that help with digestion. I really like to include like sauerkraut and different fermented foods, because I really think that they're important. Again, it's like taking a probiotic. Like when you take when you eat sauerkraut, it's like you're eating a probiotic. So that's like really beneficial. But there's also a lot of there's a lot of raw foods that help with keeping your gut healthy. And these things include stuff like papaya or avocados and pineapple, like asparagus, beets, mango, ginger. There's a lot of others. I would say almost every raw fruit and vegetable is beneficial for the gut. But papaya and mangoes, pineapple, like these fruits have enzymes like papain and these different enzymes that essentially help our body break down proteins from our food into amino acids. And this protects the body from inflammation. So making sure that we're getting the proper enzymes from our food, because if you cook a food, you're killing the enzymes. When you eat a raw food, you're keeping the enzymes intact. The enzymes essentially help us to digest food. And so if we don't have them, then our food is going to be left not that well digested.
Are you completely on a raw diet now?
Yeah. Back in 2016, I have dabbled into cooked food a little bit. And like every now and then, like if I'm out and I need to eat something that's cooked, I'll have it. But in my day-to-day life, I stick to raw foods. I don't like what I feel like when I eat cooked food. I feel super tired. Like when I wake up in the morning, I feel really tired. Like I find it really hard to like open my eyes, which is really weird. Having the comparison point of being raw for so long and then trying cooked, I can definitely say that raw foods are like the best way to go, at least for me. That's how it makes my body feel. So I can imagine it would be similar for other people.
So you have some great recipes on your website. What are some of your favorite feel great smoothies or juicing? Let us know some of the ingredients in there and why you came up with them.
I think some of my favorite juices, I really like to include celery in juice because it's like a conduit for like energy in the body, so to say. Like it helps me feel really alive. I really like smoothies with mangoes, combining orange, mango, some kind of green like spinach, and then frozen berries like wild blueberries. I really like any kind of smoothie, any kind of juice. I like to include greens whenever I can in my smoothies because greens are really great for digestion and just for making your skin look and feel really good.
What type of greens?
Spinach and kale. In the summertime, I like to go pick nettle, like stinging nettle, and I like to put that in my smoothie. There's so many greens you could choose from. I think just any kind of green that you have access to is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the smoothies or juicing that you have come across that helps people with weight control?
I would say ones that really help fill you up, like have a good balance of fiber and protein. So like adding things like chia seeds in your smoothies really help to keep you full, and they don't encourage eating, like lots of eating later in the day, because the chia seeds help. They almost like expand in your stomach and they make you feel really full and they make you feel really nourished. I would say almost any smoothie that doesn't have an animal product in it, because some people add like yogurt and stuff. Any kind of fruit smoothie with greens is great for anybody wanting to lose weight, because it's going to help them feel full and it's going to make them feel better. And also they'll feel like they want to eat that more than, say, something not so good for them, because hopefully they'd feel how good they feel on a smoothie compared to like eating a fried breakfast or something, you know?
Right, right. And you wrote an article on the top foods that cause inflammation. I would love to have you share with everyone these foods that cause inflammation. What are they specifically, so everyone is aware of them?
I just wrote an article on this. So the top foods that I've chosen that cause inflammation in the body are, number one, vegetable and seed oils. When these get heated, they turn into trans fatty acids, and they also have a really high omega-6 fatty acid content, which is highly inflammatory. And if it's not balanced with omega-3, then it does cause a super high level of inflammation in the body. Number two would be dairy, because it creates so much mucus in the body, and this is a sign of inflammation because dairy acts as an irritant. So our body sees it as like a foreign invader, so it triggers an inflammatory response, and as a protection mechanism, the body creates mucus to protect itself from the irritant or the dairy product that is going inside your body. So dairy, and then there's refined carbohydrates like donuts or muffins, sandwich bread, anything like that. Yeah, refined carbohydrates are super inflammatory to our gut bacteria, and this makes our gut inflamed and it increases the risk of obesity. Refined carbohydrates basically should just be avoided altogether. The next one would be conventional meats, because they are super highly processed and they contain a lot of different additives that create inflammation in the body. Refined sugar, which is super acidic.
Well, unconventional meat. Expand for the listener what you mean by that. Unconventional meats. Give some examples.
Like conventional meats like sausage, bacon, ham, and like smoked meat, they are cooked at really, really high temperatures while they're being packaged and processed. And this creates products called advanced glycation end products, and these are known to cause different inflammatory changes in the body that can lead to a bunch of different diseases like diabetes and stomach cancer and heart disease. Not only that, the different additives added into processed meat like nitrites and sulfites, these things we don't want in our body because, again, they trigger different disease and they're best to avoid at all costs. If you do feel like you do need to eat meat, getting something from a local farmer, meat that is fresh and hasn't been heated to high temperatures, something that hasn't been overly processed, sticking to organic and no antibiotics, that would be the best thing to stick with if you can't give it up. And then the next thing I was going to say is refined sugar. So basically when we eat too much refined sugar, the excess glucose in our body can't be processed quickly enough, and this increases these little compounds in the body called cytokines, which are basically messengers in the body which create inflammation in the body. They basically signal to the body that there's inflammation there and it needs to be dealt with. And so don't be eating refined sugar, but if you need something sweet, you can opt for coconut palm sugar or maple syrup, or even like just regular fruit, because these sugars are not as detrimental as the refined stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the fruits that you mentioned. What are good fruits for producing serotonin?
quite a few. Like, a lot of the ones that create serotonin are the ones that have tryptophan, because tryptophan is the precursor to serotonin. So I would say bananas and plantains and dates are really high in tryptophan. The really sugary foods tend to be higher in tryptophan. Those ones are, like, the main ones that I know of. I think other fruits are a little bit lower. I think durian is also high, but not many people are going out to buy durian.
What do you feel passionate about in your writing concerning food and how to support the gut?
I think getting the information out there. Like, I've always been really interested in researching and, like, science articles to back up what I'm trying to get out there. I think that also probably comes from my background degree in science. Yeah, like, I would say that's the main thing that gets me excited, and just knowing that people are utilizing the information, and people who email me and tell me that they've, like, fixed their health, and that's super inspiring for me to keep going.
What are some of the biggest questions that you get from people from all over the globe about health questions relating to their gut and their digestion?
I get a lot of people asking me about mucus production in the body, which can be related to the gut, because what you're eating is creating the mucus in the body, right? So, like, if I give people, like, the basic answer, which is getting rid of wheat, eggs, dairy, and meat, I just had somebody the other day email me back and say that their chronic mucus issues that they were going to go to the Mayo Clinic for went away. So, telltale sign that foods are, like, a major trigger for health problems, or, like, mysterious health problems that just won't go away.
I think a lot of people are overwhelmed with the idea of not knowing what to give up. And they know that refined sugar is not good for them, or they know that basic dairy. But to really have the little tips of where they can start with just a daily process, could they start with maybe a juicing or a smoothie once a day? And what would you put in that to help support them kind of re-cleansing? I know that you've written some articles, you've got recipes out there on the juicing. So if you want to give some recipe over the line here for everyone, something that they could start today.
Like, are you saying in terms of getting rid of cravings for certain things?
Maybe the cravings. Maybe shutting down some of the cravings that are producing some of a lot of the symptoms that they're having. So what would be a good cleansing juicing or smoothie that they could start with?
I guess, yeah, a lot of people are pretty addicted to sugar. So that also has to do with the fact that people aren't eating enough fruit. Fruit is, like, our innate food that we would go to, like, say, way back in the day before we had sugar, to, like, satisfy the glucose needs that our brain requires to function properly and to stay satisfied. So I always suggest, when making a smoothie, to really, like, have a lot of fruit inside of the smoothie. Like, people say, like, oh, more like two bananas, like, that's so much fruit, but it's not, and it'll actually keep you satisfied, and it'll prevent you from going to eat cookies or, like, things that you probably shouldn't be eating. So a really good smoothie that I like would be, if you have access to mangoes, cutting up at least 2 to 3 cups of mangoes in a blender, and maybe, like, 1 or 2 bananas, and then a couple of dates, a bunch of greens, some water to make it up to the consistency that you like. That's a really good one. You can also make juices, which help cleanse the liver of toxins and other things that our body shouldn't have in it. So you can add beets and cucumber, kale, and you can basically make up, like, whatever combination you want. Of course, my website has so many different recipes, so I could give you one recipe now if you want, like, adding in 2 beets, a cucumber, a handful of kale, 2 apples, 1 carrot, a peeled lemon, and then 2 inches of ginger root, and you can juice all that. Beets are an amazing food. They're one of the best blood cleansers out there. They also help reduce inflammation in the body, and they just make you feel really good. And if you feel good and you recognize that the foods you're eating make you feel good, then you'll probably want to stick with that.
That's awesome. I'm not a big beet lover, but I'm going to try, because this is the second time this has been suggested to me to eat beets on this interview series. So I want to know what you're up to next. let everyone know how they can contact you to get your articles that you send out. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? What is your next project?
I'm working with a website developer to get a new face for my website. I'm going to be creating a member area where people can create a free account, and in that account, if somebody likes a recipe, they can save that recipe and it'll be in their account. So if they want to save it, they don't have to bookmark it. They can just log into their account on my website and they can find in their member area whatever articles they've liked or saved. Also, I'll be coming out with a recipe ebook hopefully by the end of this summer. It's been like a long time in the making, but I have like 5 different recipe ebooks: breakfast and snacks, desserts and sweet treats, main entrees, appetizers, smoothies and juices, and soups and salads. Those are the ones I'm working
on.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, this is great. Well, I really appreciate you being on here today. And everyone, where can they check you out? Give them your website.
Yeah, they can check me out at Live, Love, and then Fruits, so like a banana, like a fruit. And that's where they can go. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Google+, and it's all the same tagline, Live, Love, Fruit. If you look it up, then I'll be there.
Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we'll have another interview in the series on how to heal your gut. So stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.